Okay.
I did. Personally. How you guys doing? Good day today. Walkthrough is a short yards goal line red zone in terms of what we're practicing. And big thing is third down, making sure we get off the field on third down so we don't let teams have sustained drives. So, again, I think the guys are tuned in, wired in, especially with the opponent that we have, division opponent in close to us. So we're looking for a sharp practice today, one that's spirited, and the guys are dialed into their assignments.
You looked at that Detroit game. What do you think happened in the middle of the defensive line? You just a little bit depressed to kind of get exposed to it?
I'm not sure if it was necessarily just the middle of the defense. The safeties, the linebackers, everyone is really responsible. So you'd have to say, ask me what call or what play specifically, and I'd let you know. But overall, I'd say each one of them, even if they ran it up, it would be the entire defense that's responsible.
Touchdown for Bush. Was there anything that stuck out there that you guys could have done better to stop it?
Yeah, really just get it on the ground. They had a decent play dialed up, but we had some free bodies that took some poor angles to the football, and that's important. We always talk about hustling to the football, but you want to hustle and run smart and with good angles, and that's one thing we can improve on is the angles that we take to the football, because there are some free hitters on that play.
Marshall and Forte is a similar kind of challenge that you faced last week with Bush and Johnson?
I do. Very similar. Marshall is, in his own right, a very good wide receiver and does it all for them. Certainly Jay Cutler's go-to guy when he needs a play. And Forte is equally as good. He runs the ball effectively. He's a slasher inside and outside. He's a tough runner. The one thing that he does well opposite the run game is he's a good route runner. He has soft hands. They split him out wide. And in this case, he is not a decoy. They throw the ball to him underneath and up over the top. So he's one that both guys are guys that you have to account for.
You kind of have to pick a poison. You have to work really hard to shut one thing down and hope you can do the job on the other. You did a great job on Johnson. Bush had the big day. Do you change your approach at all this week?
No, we have to tackle better. We have to tackle better, keep our gaps better. Anytime you let a team run and throw the ball effectively, usually it's a long day, and that's what happened against Detroit. And we have to try to make this team one-dimensional. We can't let them throw the ball anytime they want and run the ball down our throat. And so we have to do better in the run game. We've always prided ourselves here and playing stout run defense, and we didn't do that last week. So we have to make sure we tie up some loose ends and get back to stopping the run and not giving up big plays in the passing game.
How much numbers are down in rushing? Only 1 week, small sample size, but do you see this as a trend that more and more teams are just going to totally flat out pass than ever before?
I'm not sure. I know the fans like it a lot, but I think when you're one dimensional, you leave yourself out there for to be exposed. And I'm a defensive guy, and I still think you need to run the football, but. We'll see how it goes. I still think teams would like to be balanced so that they keep the defenses off track.
Yeah, a couple of relatively inexperienced cornerbacks in Robinson and Rhodes. Mm-hmm. How do you change your approach to coaching guys that just don't have a lot of experience in the league?
You know what? You try not to change it a whole bunch. You still want to be able to run your defense, but you're always cognizant of not overloading guys with just too many tips, too many things that bog them down. You don't want paralysis by analysis. You want a guy to be able to go out there and use his athletic ability, use his God-given abilities. So you have to be careful about how much information you give them. How many tips you give them in terms of alignments and what the offense does, and hopefully the word that we use is being habitized. You want a guy to build some habits so that when they go out and they're playing that they know that, hey, my assignment, my keys will take me to the ball and I don't have to think about too much. So really just wonder how much be careful about how much information you give a guy.
Does that affect your play calling? I mean, are there certain things that you tend to shy away from because you'd have a inexperienced guy?
No, not at all. Not at all. I would say that they're like an older guy. You can just give him more keys and different things, but not in terms of what I call. Our defense is pretty standard and pretty standard in terms of what we do, so we don't have to change that around.
Pretty well.
I thought he tackled well. He carried out his assignments well. There's room for improvement with those things that we just talked about. Teams have some keys, teams have some tips that that will take you to the play a little bit faster. And I think the more reps that he gets, the faster that he'll carry out his assignment. So he's getting comfortable in there, and every week is a little bit new in terms of what teams do. So he has a ways to go in terms of, I think, just feeling completely comfortable in there and letting his athletic ability shine.
The Bears' offense changed under the new coaching staff.
It's tough to say how much it's going to change because we don't have a lot of data to say what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. They still have some concepts that are in place from last year that were good for them, and they have some new concepts that Tressman used previously, as well as the offensive line coach that's there now. And so it's tough to say what their true identity is going to be and what they're going to morph into, so to speak. So we just have to see what the four games in the preseason and this last ball game, as well as kind of try to hunt and peck for some of the things that they did previously when he was a coordinator, and just see. But the number one thing is that we have to really worry about ourselves and again tackle well, pursue to the ball, play situational football. And I think if we do that, we'll be in good shape.
The quick release though, that they're trying to accomplish, that really does negate the pass rush. He wasn't sacked at all last week.
Well, you know, he gets rid of the ball, whether it be the ones that are down the field or the quick rhythm three-step plays. He does an unbelievable job of getting the ball out of his hands. And when you're close, and even when you have a hand on him, he's Houdini. He escapes and he gets out of there, and he runs the ball as well. So he's a formidable opponent.
What difference can Kevin Williams make it if he's ready to go this week, and just having him back in the middle there?
And I think he will be ready. Just having the experience of a guy out there that's seen it before, and not only that, that Kevin is still a good football player, and his leadership, and when the guys look at another guy like that in the huddle, it gives them confidence that, hey, we're gonna get the job done. So I can't measure it. Kevin being back, we're glad he's there. I talked to him when we came back from Detroit, and he said it was hard on him to be out of that ball game. And I think as hard as it was on him, it was harder for me not seeing him out there in the middle.
He didn't get a ton of snaps because of the way that Detroit approached you. But Marvin Mitchell, what were your thoughts on him first start?
Did well. I wish they would have been a little bit more base. I've liked what Marvin's done for us at the will linebacker spot. So I know he'll get. This is not going to be that type of ball game. So Marvin will be on the field more with this group. They want to run the ball and they want to make sure they're a balanced attack. So Marvin will get more snaps this week. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Uh huh.